Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, finishing off the last piece of the first two Mishnayot, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Bet in our Perek. Dinei Amonot HaTumot VaHatarot, we said Matchilin Min Hatzad. Matchilin Min HaGadol. In all of those cases, the Mishnah said, we begin the deliberations with the eldest judge. As opposed to Dinei Nefashot, you start with the youngest. Now, Amar Rav Ana Havar Minyana Devei Rabbi. Rav said, I was once included in the Beit Din of Rabbi's Beit Din. Minay Didi Havar Mitchil Liberation. It started with me, even though I was the youngest. In Momonos. V'anan Matchil Minay Gadol. Tanan I, the Mishnah says, Minay Gadol. Rav Braid De Rav, Rabbi Tamer Rabbi Hillel, Braid Rabbi Valles. Rabbi was very humble, and he would always allow them to start from the junior members. Again, the same transmission. From Moshe's time until Rabbi's time, you never found the greatest personality of Torah and the greatest wealthy person in the same person. It was Yoshua. The answer is Havi Elazar. Yoshua had Elazar, who was also great in Torah. Have Pinchas, have Zakenim, there were the elders. Have Shaul, you had Shaul, so the answer is Have Shmuel. I, Vahanachnaf, Shmuel died. So the answer is Kulu Shani Kamina. What we mean is, through all his years, part of Shaul's career, he shared the spotlight with Shmuel. Have David, the answer is Have Ira Hayairi. Ira Yairi was one of David's colonels, and the Midrash is David's Rebbe. I, Vahanachnaf, he pre-deceased David. The answer is Kulu Shani Kamina, the same thing, all of his career. Have Shlomo. And so Shimon Gera. Shimon Gera, who of course is the one who cursed David in the Midrash, is becomes Shlomo's Rebbe. Vaha Katle, Shlomo had him killed. The answer is Kulei Shani Kamrina, but part of Shlomo's life and career, Shimi was around. Have Chizkia, Yad Chizkia. The answer is Have Shevno. We learned about earlier in the Masachet about he had a career more Talmidim. Vaik, till he died, it's a Kulei Shani Kamrina. The same thing. Have Ezra. So the answer is Nechemi Menchechelia. Nechemia was also around. Ada, who was greater in greatness in Gdula. Amrav Ada Bar Avaf Ani Omer Mimot Rebbe V'Ad Ravashi L'Masinu Torah G'dula Makom Achad. So he pulls it and says that Ravashi was the next one in line. V'lo Ave Havei Huna Bar Natan. Says Huna Bar Natan Mechav Hayikai V'Kayifle Ravashi. Huna Bar Natan may have been rich, but he saw himself as subservient to Ravashi in Torah. Okay, the Mishnah said Dinei Nefashot Matchilin Min Hatzad. So Menahani Mili. How do we know this? And the drush is lo tane al rav. This is how we know a melech can't be dayan. So you can't respond to one who's greater, which means once the gadol spoken, you can't challenge him. So in dinei nefashot, therefore, we have to allow the younger to start, the junior member. This one, David went to kill Naval, or attack Naval. First his men put on their swords, then David did. Amarav, okay, so now it's new halacha. So now Adam le Talmido, v'danim obedin in nefashot. A man can teach a student, and then the two of them together can be members of a beit din for din in nefashot. So meitive, watch this, hatarot v'atumo ta'av u'bno rav v'talmido monin l'mishnayim. In a case of tumah v'taharar, isur v'heter, so a rav and a student count as two. But din in mamarot, din in nefashot, din in makot, kiddush acharot, v'rashana av u'bno rav v'talmido monin l'mishnayim. They only count as one. Because the assumption is the student will just parrot whatever the Rebbe says or whatever his father says. So the answer is, Kikama Rav, Gon Rav Kanav Ravasi. What did Rav mean when he said a master and a student count as two? And he said, for instance, his own students, Rav Kahana Ravasi, the Ligmore de Rav Avitzrichi, they needed Rav's traditions, Lisfore de Rav Avitzrichi, but they could do their own reasoning. In other words, they weren't students of Rav in that sense that whatever he would say, they would parrot. They just needed him as a source of transmission. We found 10 distinctions. That's why on the handout I kept using the letters. 10 distinctions between Dinei Mamonot and Dinei Nefashot. But none of them apply to Shor Niskal. We saw in the first parak that Shor Niskal needs 23. So that's true. But everything else, Matchilin Min Hatzad, and Gomrin Bayom, and Machzirin Lischut, etc., don't apply to Shor Niskal. So Menahani Milah, do we know that? This is the one about the majority, and needing a majority of two to convict. That's only the poor man, meaning a human. But if it's an animal, then it could be convicted based on a majority of one, and then all the other things. Now the question is, Asara Hatisha Habu. If you look at the Mishnah, there's only 9 distinctions. Wait a second, Asara Ktani, he said 10. So the answer is Mishum De'ena Kol K'sherin V'asum Mishlosh Acharehi. The rule that not everyone can be a Dayan Dina Nefashot and the Nidu 23 is really one thing. It's about the nature of the Dayanim. So you only have nine. So the answer is Ha'ikach Riti. There's a tenth one that's in a Braita. Titania Ein Moshim Nesanhedrin Zaken V'Soyisum Mishayin Lobanim. The Sanhedrin cannot have somebody who's so old he doesn't remember what it's like to have kids and be worried about that. Saris, who can't have kids, or somebody who has no kids. And Rehuda Mosif, Afach Zaris, somebody who's very ruthless. V'chilufein v'meisit, that's Dafka, the kind of person you want to have on the Beit Din when you're judging a meisit, as we've seen several times, that meisit gets really the short end of the stick. So that is the tenth thing, and that also we don't care about for sure in Iskal. Okay, the end of the Mishnah says Hakol Ksherin Ladun Dinim Amanot, and not everybody can judge Din Nefashot. Hakol Atuyemai, what's that including? And the Mishnah then said, but who can judge Din Nefashot? Only Kohen Levi Yisrael Hamasin Lekuhuna. People are miuchas. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Atuy Mamzer. So who can judge Din Amanot? Even a Mamzer. So Tanin Chalazim. What we have in the Mishnah in Nida, Kol Aroi Ladun Din Nefashot, Aroi Ladun Din Amanot, Yeshua Aroi Ladun Din Amanot, Din Aroi Ladun Din Nefashot. That the group of those who can judge Dinin and Mamonot is wider. Ravinim Balatuimai, who's included? Rav Yehuda Latuim Mamzer. So Rav Yehuda says over there, it's also there to include a Mamzer. Why include a Mamzer twice? The answer is no. Chad Latuim Ger, Chad Latuim Mamzer. One of them, whichever one, is there to include a Ger, and one is for Mamzer. Because the Ger also is not Masim Lakuna. Utsricha, why do we need them both? The Iyashmin and Ger, if you told me that a Ger can be on a Beit Din, or with a Bokal, because he can marry a Jewish woman. A Mamzer, Imalo, maybe a Mamzer who can't marry in, can't be a Dayan. If Yashvina Mamzer, if I only said Mamzer, the Avami Tipakshere, he's born of Jewish blood, as it were. Avalger, the Avami Tipakshere, Imalo. So I need both. Vena Kokshere, the Dun Dinan Nefashot. Say, my time, why do you need somebody who's Miuchas to be on Dinan Nefashot? Rav Yosef, Kashem Shabetim Menukim Etzedek, just like they are ethically above reproach, Kach Menukim Mikomum, they have to be beyond reproach of any blemish. Yeah, personal blemish, or family blemish. I remember Maikra, what's the pasuk? Kulach Yafar Rayati Umum En Bach, which we learn several of the psukim in Shir HaShirim as being, and we're going to see it in the next Mishnah, as relating to the Sanhedrin. You are beautiful, you have no blemish. I have a dimla mum mamash, maybe it means a real mum, like a guy with a hair lip can't be a dayan. Rachabar Yaakov, Maikra, Vit Yatsu Sham Imach, when the 70 elders were picked by Hashem, he said to Moshe, they'll stand there with you. Imach b'domin lachin, they have to be like you. Maybe that's not because they're members of the Beit Din, but because the Shechina was going to speak to them. Maybe that's why they have to be like Moshe. When Yitro gave them advice to Moshe, he says, they'll bear the burden with you. Itcha means b'domin lach lehave. They have to be like you, really similar to you, and therefore they have to be, it's not about physical features, but about family and about ethics, etc., that the Sanhedrin has to be pure. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah on the next podcast as we move into some of the more fascinating agadot about the creation of man, etc., that we have in the next few podcasts. We should have a wonderful day.